Okay, today's daf Lamed Ches. Last daf about various types of matzah. And tomorrow we get on to maror. The Gemara says third to last line on Lamed Zayin of a base. Last word. Amar Ravasi. Isa shel Meiser Sheni l'divrei Rabbi Meir petur min achala l'divrei Chachamim chayevas b'chala. There's a general machlokas. Tanoim brought down in Maseches Kiddushin, which has a machlokas about the status of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, is what's called Mamon Gavoha. Really, it's you're allowed to eat it. It's one of the few items that a Yisrael is allowed to eat, which was classified as Mamon Gavoha, coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It really has a special Kedusha, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So it has the status of Mamon Gavoha. If somebody tries to be Bekadish, a woman, with Meiser Sheni, it's no good, according to Rabbi Meir. Because Meiser Sheni require you have to give something of yours. So let's say you have Meiser Sheni, wheat, Meiser Sheni, and then you make it into a matzah. Can you use that matzah? Well, the first halacha is, is that dough chayeves and chala? The Rebbe Meir says no. According to the Chachamim who hold Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, Meiser Sheni, yes, you have to eat in Yerushalayim and has certain Kedusha and you have to treat it properly, but still is classified as Mamon Hedyot. Therefore, Chayeves Bechala, it would be Chayev in, you have to take off Chala from that dough. Rav Asi says, that's the one that's quoting this machlokas. Rav Asi says that this machlokas about Mamon Hedyot and Mamon Gavoa would have three halachic ramifications. Number one is whether the dough is Chayev in Chala. Number two, not top of the daf. Matzo shal Meiser Sheni. Matzo of Meiser Sheni. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, ein adam yotzei dechavas b'pesach. According to Rabbi Meir, a person cannot use matzos of Meiser Sheni. We'll see why. L'divrei Chachamim yotzei b'ay dechavas b'pesach. According to Chachamim, it's mamon hedyot. And therefore, you can be yotzei yerchiyav on Pesach with these matzahs. That's number two. So whether it's chayav and chala, whether you can be yotzei matzah. And third, esrog shal Meiser Sheni. If somebody has an esrog that comes from Meiser Sheni, l'divrei Rabbi Meir, ein yotzei bo yidei chavasa b'yom tov. You cannot use an esrog on Yantif, you can't use it on Sukkos. L'divrei Chachamim, adam, why? Because that's ulkachtem lachem b'yom harishon. L'divrei Chachamim, adam yotzei bo yidei chavasa b'yom tov. According to the Chachamim, who say Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, you can't be Yotzei Yorchi. So Rav Asi says, this Machlokas of Mamon Gavoa, Mamon Hedyot, would have three halachos that would be under Machlokas. Chala, and Matzah, and Esrog. Continues the Gemara. Matzke v'la Rav Papa, Bishlama Isa, Dechsev l'kachtem lachem, lachem, Misha lachem, Yehei. I understand by Esrog why there's a machlokes, because it says in the Torah, Ulokachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon. I understand if it's not yours, if it's Shal Meiser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, it's Shal Gavoa, I understand why you wouldn't be Yotzei. Ela Matzah Miksev Matzaschem. By Matzah, it doesn't say Matzaschem, just says Be'erf Tochlu Matzos. So Amarava, Vitamer of Yemer Barshalmiya, it's Xerishava. Asi Lechem Lechem. We compare Ksiv Hacha Lechem Oni, Viksiv Hasa Mahaya Ba'acholcha Milechem Ha'aretz. Just like by Chala, it's, I'm sorry, did I skip a line? I skipped a line before. I skipped four words. Go back four lines. Basil or Papa. Bishlama Isa Dechsev Ariso Sechem, Mishalachem. I understand by the Chiyav of Chala, it says, your dough, Mishalachem, it should be yours. Esrog Nami Dechsev Lachem, 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 Mishalachem, Yehei. Ela Matzah, that's the only one that doesn't have a Lachem, Mixem Matzah Aschem. So we have a Xerah Shava between Matzah and Chala. Amar Rav, Vitim Rav Yimar Shalmiya, Asi Lechem Lechem. Siv Hacha Lechem Oni, Vixiv Hasam Ayah, Bachalcha Milechem Haaretz, Malahala Mishalachem, Afkan Mishalachem. They both have to be, even Matzah has to be Mishalachem, and therefore Meiser Sheni, which is Mamon Gavoa, is not considered Mishalachem. Okay, a couple of points here. First of all, the Rishash here points out that, asks why, when it talks about the Matzah of Meiser Sheni, it says you can't be Yotzei Yerchiyev on Pesach, according to the Chachamim, and you can be Yotzei according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Meir, and by Esrog it says you can't be Yotzei Dechovaso B'Yom Tov. Why is that? There's not parallelism. The first one says Pesach, and the second one says Yantif. It should either say Pesach and Sukkis, or it should say both. It should say Yantif by both. So says the Rishash. Says the Rishash makes this different. L'chori yipala madua b'matza his kirshim haprati mei Yantif ube esrog shem haklali v'lopir de b'shem Sukkis avol bo uracha chachmas lashon Chazal. Let me teach you the chachma of Lashon Chazal, says the Rishash. V'hudim avur per lulav agazel, he says, lachem, you only need by lulav and esrog, by on Yantav Rishon. on Yom Tov Rishon. So that's why it says Dafka, when are you not Yotzi your Chiyuv, Besuk is B'Yom Tov. Yom Tov is to exclude Chol HaMoed. So Yom Tov is Dafka Lel Rishon, or Lel Sheni also in Chutz Laretz. So Yom Tov Dafka says I pay Dafka, it's only Lel Rishon. What about when it comes to matzah? So matzah, it says, why does it say Pesach and not Yom Tov? So he says, L'chein esrash ma'aser sheni afar me'lo mikri l'chem mikom akam kashu l'shar yamim. L'zos amar b'yom tov. L'shol olam de'inam nekrom yom tov. Fine, that's why he says Yom Tov to exclude Chol HaMoed. Ube matzah shamar Pesach nira li, t'bal lichlo bo Pesach sheni. She'eno nikra Yom Tov mikom akam dina bazeh shavin l'Pesach Rishon. So it says the Rishash, says Yom Tov by Pesach, by Sukkis, to exclude Chol HaMoed. It says Pesach, by Matzah, to include Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni is not a Yantif. So it couldn't have said Yantif. He says that's what's being alluded to in why it says Yom Tov when it comes to Pesach, and it says, I'm sorry, Yom Tov when it comes to Sukkis, and a Pesach when it comes to Matzah. So that's one more approach to the Rishash. The Rabbi Yosef Engel also asked this question without quoting the Rishash. He says, "Hadanaka b'matzah b'pesach b'esrei naka b'yom tov." Again, a point that we don't notice unless they point it out, and they're like, "Of course, why does the Gemara do that?" So he says, "Apagav de'ein sukkas kari stam yantav yosri pesach." Says sukkah is called chag, but yantav is somewhere yantav by one and then by the other. So he says this is allusion to what I wrote in my chidushim, which we've mentioned in the past from the Gra and from the Chizkuni, but the Yosef Engel must write about this a lot also. The mitzvahs matzah he calls ayin. My ikar hadin is a kiyam of matzah all 7 days. Dim ochel makayim mitzvah. El dechove hi rak balayla rishona. The chove, the obligation, is only the first night to eat matzah. Udar minam kol zayin rishus. He says the other seven, it's a voluntary mitzvah. Kemo tefilas arvis rishus. He says just like tefilas arvis, ma'ariv originally inherently might be a different level of tefilah. Though today, as the Rishonim already say, kiblo alech echova, we've accepted it like echova, but inherently tefilas arvis rishus. So to hear, you have a lot of mitzvahs shel rishus, and that's what's being alluded to when it says by matzah you're not yotzi echoso but pesach. So that is specifically you're not Yotzei Pesach, but the rest of the days there is still going to be a Kiyum, Pesach, and that includes all of Pesach, and therefore if you want to be Yotzei your Kiyum of the Mitzvah Matzah, as he says, you shouldn't use Ma'aser Sheni money the entire Pesach. Sukkis, Mashiach by Sukkis, where he says, it only says Yantif, because, you know, only the Laila Rishon is when you have a Chiyuv to take Lolachem. And then he brings a couple of Rayas to this idea from Rishonim, that even from Rishonim, you see there's a Kiyum of Matzah all 7 days. He says, the Baal Amar asks Akasha at the end of Pesachim, why don't you make a bracha of Al Achilas Matzah all 7 days? And he gives different answers to that. But he says the whole assumption to that question must be that there's a mitzvah all 7 days. The mitzvah, Asher Kedeshanu B'Vesos V'Sivanu. You have to say that. And he quotes that the Truvas HaRash seems to say this. But that's what his discussion is. Again, that's why he says, by Pesach, it says Pesach to include all of Pesach. And by Sukkot, it just says Yantiv, because only the first day is the Havamina. Why you would need Lachem, why you wouldn't be able to use Ma'aser Sheni. So that's the Rishash and Rabbi Yosef Engel for the difference in language. Another important point from this on this lines that we just read is the Sfasemis of Sahara. Sfasemis says, what does this Gemara say? That according to on the Sukkis one, an Esroga Ma'aser Sheni is Mamad Gavoa, and therefore according to Rabbi Meir, you wouldn't be able to use it on Sukkis. 1 second. We know there's a major machlokas Rishonim where the Trumosu Maisros of fruit are Daraisa or Darabanan. A machlokas between Rashi and Tosus versus the Rambam in a number of places. Rashi and Tosus all over Shas and Gittin and in Kiddushin say only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar or Daraisa. That she does Rashi and Tosus in a number of places. Daraisa Trumosu Maisros is only by Dagon wheat, Tirosh grapes, and Yitzar oil. All other fruit is midrabanan. Trumos and Maisros is midrabanan. The Rambam says Daraisa. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Beis, Ma ochel adam hanishmar shikidulam in aris chai betruma. Ukol ochel adam shikidulam in aris chai betruma. Any food that is guarded is chai betruma. Umitzes asay lahafresh bimena rachis lakoyin shikid truma. And then he adds, Ma dagon tirosh v'yitzar ma ochel adam v'gidulam in haaretz. Av kol kayotzi ben chai betruma v'chein v'maisres. The Rambam says this in a number of places. Peros ha'ilan, and here he says again, Yerukos ain't a chai b'maisres olam yidivrayhem. Vegetables are derabanan, but all fruit are daraisa. So says the Sfas Emes. Look at our Gemara. The Gemara is talking about an esrog. Esrog isn't dung and tirosh v'yitzar. It's saying it's included in the Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoa discussion. It seems to be a riot to the Rambam. that this seems to be Maiser Shein, this Maiser, Trubas of Maisers, Chiyav Daraisa, right to the Rambam. So he gives two answers for Rashi and Tosfos. He says, maybe Yishlomar, Kein Daraisa Tiknu. He says, maybe even if you want to say he's only Chayav Trubas of Maisers, Midrabanan, still maybe he's in the category of Mamon Gavoa. That's one answer. Aval Ein Sarach Lazeh. He said, maybe I have a different answer. Dekan Yishlomar Shal Maiser Shein. What does it mean in Esrog of Maiser Shein? It means you have, let's say, Dagan Tibesh Vigitzar, and you have Maiser Shein money Midaraisa, and then you bought an Esrog in Yerushalayim with that money. So if you bought an Esrog, so that's Maiser Shein Midaraisa. It's not like this is Daraisa, it's Lakuach. Maiser Shein Lakuach Midaraisa. And Lakuach because of Maiser Shein, Shalokach Esrog Lechol. You bought an Esrog to eat. Right, because he's supposed to buy food to eat with Maaser Shein money. He has sukkahs for it's a latzispo. V'kam likvas l'chachilu latzispo. Or even if you bought it originally, mutter. According to the Chachamim, kibud achagach yachal la'achla. But those are two ways to get out of the problem, according to Rashi and Tosfos. He doesn't mention, there is one other way to get out of the problem, that I thought, that there's a shita of the smog and the uraim, that say, that even if you say Trumas or Maisos in general is Durabanan, by Peres Ha'ilan, by Maaser Shein you'd say it's Daraisa. Maaser Shein is special. I think we mentioned it once in the past before. So according to that shita, maybe this Gemara is the marker for that shita. Because it's not good by Maaser Shein. If you want to be mechalik somehow between Maaser Shein and other Trumas and Maisers, so that's a third way that you can get out of the Gemara according to those we've shown. Okay, so now we're back to where the Gemara said that by lulav and by challah there was a beferish lachem. So that's why you're not allowed to use Maaser Shein according to Rav Meir and allowed to according to the Chachamim. Avkami shalachem. So too we extend that we have a gzeira shava to matzah. Just one other ha'ara. Top Tosfos. Asi lachem lachem. Tosfos asks hiksha haridor leans. Kiva the alfin and lechem lechem to be the matzah shalachem. Once you have the gzeira shava between matzah and the chiv of challah to teach me that I have to have matzah shalachem. Amai itzruch la'el lim ute shalo yatsa betevel. Why we had a special limud 2 blot ago to exclude tevel. Tevel, which Trumas and Maisers weren't taken off from yet. You had a special limud to exclude tevel. 1 second. Tevel, it's not yours. Tevel's not lachem. It's not lachem yet. It's still aser bana. Mishi Yisrael B'shav Batach HaChavit, typically to be in a Shalachem. The Tevel in a Shalachem, Tevel's not yours. The Ha'ezrog Shal Demai, even Demai, which we had 2 days ago, is only good for you, because you could be Mafkir or Yonachasim. But Tevel is not Lachem. He says, the Bachshir Beisel Abul of Agadav, Rosh Hashem B'shav Divoy Mafkir Lenifse, Vavi Ani V'chazilei, Hashanami Shalachem, because you could do that. Mashma the Tevel Gavar, Lo Chashiv Shalachem. That's Tosfos Kasha. Why do you need a special pasuk to teach me that Tevel is excluded? Just say it's included, it's not Lachem. And you need lachem by matzah also. The T-Rates Re comes up with an interesting answer. The T-Rates Re, Esrog shall tevel lachashiv shalo. What's the only reason that an Esrog of tevel wouldn't be yours? Kivan shetzarech litein mi menu lakoen ulalevi ubeinan shiyehe koha Esrog shalo. By Esrog, fine, you know, tevel wouldn't be considered yours. You know why? Because you have to shake the entire Esrog, that's Netilas Lulav and Esrog, and part of it belongs to the Kohen and the Levi. Right before you take off Shumas and Maisers, that's Tevel and Aser. Aval Matzah. By Matzah, do you have to eat your entire Matzah? Let's say you have a tremendous Matzah. And even after you eat your Shear, there'll be enough to give to the Kohen and the Levi. So then Tevel would be yours. It's not a problem. Aval Matzah Shim Achal Kolkach Shim Hayanosi Mimenu Truma Maiser Mimasha Achal Akati Achal Shear Matzah Chashav Shapir Shalom. So Tosfos is saying that if you would have enough matzah left over for yourself besides what you're going to have to give to the Kohen and the Levi, that would be considered shalachem. So that's how Tosfos gets out of this. Tosfos, though, assumption seems to be, what's the Isser of Tevel about? We spoke, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this discussion, but also that we've shown him already have. Why is Tevel Usser? Is Tevel Usser because it's Usser, because it's one of the Machalos Asuras, the Torah says, or is Tevel purely Usser because there's Truma in there? Because there's Truma in there. That the assumption of Tosfos seems to be, again it's not mefurish, but seems to be that the only reason that the Tevel is Aser is because of the Truma Shabo, and as long as you have enough besides the Truma Shabo, so then that's good enough. This is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos. Rashi on Maseches Yevamos, daf pei vavam and aleph, Rashi says, Mat Truma Toveles, Shekoz Mat Shaloho Frisha Chayav and Misa Alachiloso. Why you Chayav Misa on Tevel? Taha Misa Ksibbe, because it's Misa ran by Truma, and therefore that's why you're Chayav Misa needing Tevel. Tosfos asks the obvious question, 1 second. Kohanim can't eat Tevel. if it's just us because of the Chuma Shemo, Kohanim shouldn't be able to eat Tevel. So Tosfos says Tevel is Aser per se. Not because of the Chuma Shemo. But that's with the Rishash and Sukkah, where this Tosfos also appears in Sukkah. The Rishash says, this whole answer of Tosfos only works if you hold that Tevel is Aser per the Chuma Shemo. But if you say it's not, if it's Aser per se, it's Aser before anything is Hufrash, so then you should say that, you know, even if there is enough of a Shir for you, it's still not Lachem. So that's the Rishash's Ha'ara there, that this Tosfos only would work well according to one of the opinions and not according to the other opinion. Okay, now we continue the Gemara. Lema mis... Yeah. Tevel is Aser Misa B'di Shamayim. Right. I'm saying, so why couldn't you... because it's adding on the punishment.
Yeah, that's why.
Know what I mean? The Gemara says that the reason that you can't use Tevel is because of that Limud. Because you have to use matzah that's uniquely Aser Mishum, but why couldn't it exclude Tevel because it's not Lachem? But it's not Lachem. If I have Yisuri Hanah to burn, I can burn my Yisuri Hanah. But, you know, who says that's Lachem, though? You could do something with it without getting Hanah, but who says that has the status of Lachem? Lachem means you can get... You're assuming that if you could do something with it, well, Yisuri Hanah, what can you do with? Anything that's Arwa is mine? Right, maybe, what? Right, that's the Tosis' question, is that he assumes that it's not Lachem enough for you to do anything you want with it, I guess. So that's why it would be Lachem in a Hanami. Maybe you're saying that the Lima might be including more than the Nalachav, not Lachem. Okay, Lema Messiah. Gemara continues. Let's prove, says the Gemara, that Rav Asi related this machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim into three contexts. So Lema Messiah, let's try to prove that he's right. Isa Shemaiser Shady Petur Menachala Divrei Rabbi Meir Vacham Om Chayeves Machala Machlokes, right, whether an Isa is Chayev or Potter. So Gemara says Lema Messiah Le Hainu Hach. That's not a proof. That is exactly what he says. That's not just a proof. So Gemara says Hachi Ka'amar Lema. This is what the Gemara meant to say. Lema Mida Pligi Be Isa Bahanach Nami Pligi. Let's say that there's a brisa that proves him in one context by Isa. Let's assume that they would argue by Isa. They also would argue by these. Odil Meshani Hazam Dechziv Arisa. Or would he say no, that here it says Arisa Sechem twice, and therefore that has a higher standard, but there wouldn't be a machlokas by the others? So that was what the Gemara wanted to prove, and they brought the Braisa to try to prove that, but again, it's not mefurish there, so that's why there's no proof for sure to Rav Asi. So the Gemara seems to link here that in Esrog HaMaisr Sheni, if it's Mamon Gavoha, so therefore you cannot be Yotze, and you're not Mechuyev by Chale, not Yotze by these contexts. There is somewhat of a problem, because the Rambam, in Paskins, like Rabbi Meir, that Maisr Sheni is Mamon Gavoha. And the Rambam also Paskins that you can be Yotze with Maisr Sheni, Esrog. Right, so that's a kasha that the Mefarshim point out in Hilchas Bikurim of the Rambam. Paper fell out here in Bikurim Vav Dalid. Isa Shemaiser Sheni Bishalayim. This is where the context is. Chayavin Bechala. Isa Shemaiser Sheni is Chayavin Chala. And the Mari Kirkus and the Ketzah Mishni here point out this is difficult according to the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins that Isa Shemaiser Sheni is Mamu Gavoa, and he says that Isa Shemaiser Sheni is Chayavin Chala. So he suggests somewhat of a chiluk, which you have to say, and this is what the Reb Chaim is quoted as saying on this Rambam, that you have to say that even if you say Shemaiser Sheni Mamu Gavoa, that's not totally, doesn't mean it's totally not Lachem. There are shitas in Mesechus Sukkah that seems to say that as long as you're allowed to eat something, that's enough lachem for you. And that's what the Rambam must hold. That even if it's Mamon Gavoa, not like Argamar seems to link Mamon Gavoa, not lachem. But you'll have to say, according to the Rambam, that even if something is Mamon Gavoa, that might just mean that you have limits on what you're allowed to do with it, but not that it's totally excluded from being lachem. Or else you have a stira in the Rambam. What other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Do we paskin you need lachem by matzah? Do we paskin that you need lachem? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you need lachem. So do we paskin that you need lachem? So matzah gezula, there are other problems with it, if it's stolen. That might be mitzvah b'avera, that might be eino lachem, if we need eino lachem, but do we paskin that you need lachem? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafnun Dalid, ein adam yotzei de chavaso b'matzah gezula. Right, you're not yotzei matzah gezula. But medar amurim kisha gazal matzah. Aval gazal chitim o kemach vaso matzah. If you stole flour and then you made it, then you're yotzei because it's yours. You're a kona b'shinui. But why are you not yotzei with gezula? Mishnah Berura, matzah gezula hatam the alfinan michala b'gzeira shava de lachem lachem. Ma hasa mirad amafresh chala el misa shalo avkan kain. V'dafka gezula. right? The v'afka gezula. Avalim shal matzah yotiba. Your yoti was borrowed matzah. Why? So I would have thought. We don't say you need lachem. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Does sha'al amnas lo achla v'lo lachzir ba'en imkein hariyu shalom mamish? It's considered yours. So it seems like we're makpid for this halacha. This is right about lachem. And as we mentioned from the Sfas Emes a number of times, Sfas Emes in Sukkah says that if you're guests at a house and the Baal Bais gives you the matzah, Machlokas, whose is it? So in that case, the Baal Bais should for sure be makna it to the person. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Kasvu aposkim, the Yeshli Zahir, Kisha Ofen Harbi Betaner Echad. Let's say you're baking matzahs, a lot of matzahs in the same oven. Bari Babim Mischalfen a matzah, sometimes the matzahs get switched. Nachon Sheyomru, Kalmisha Yagia Matzasi Liyado, Yi Lobavatana. If my matzah gets mixed up with somebody else's, it's his, and his is mine. Di Lav Hachi, Yesh Bezachshash Matzah Zula. You know, if you're taking somebody else's matzahs, so then you have to make sure you have that das. And then he adds, V'yesh od prat, echad masha matzli lihikasho bo. He says, what a nichshol, that's very common. Go to mkana matzah, mishachan l'shu, so you go buy some matzah, ima mocher gila daito beis b'chiraso, shedocha glamos. The seller says, you know what, I really need the money. I can't give it to you on credit, I need the money. V'enu yachol limkar b'hakafa, if you sell on credit, then it belongs to the person already. But he didn't sell on credit. But he goes to him every day, where's my money, where's my money, where's my money? But he doesn't really sell it to him by credit, he just wants his money, so then the deal's not finished yet. It's not the guy's matzah. V'yalkein ayel v'nafik achra v'azuzei, u'matcheya b'lech b'shuv enu nosin lo, midina lo kana. And therefore, if this guy uses the matzah, lo yatsa. Right, so he said, not yosi yischiv minatora, so it seems like we're a makpid about this. L'kachila, at least, that it should be, most cases it is your matzah. But, you know, if it's, it seems like that the poskim are makbid about this for the lecheb by matzah. So just one other interesting tshuva, and then we'll move on. He didn't mention about Bissa Babavera. Do we agree, is he passing like that? Or maybe he's just saying a more inclusive reason. Is he hold like that Ritva B'Shem Tosfos, that it's only matzos, mitzvah shal ritzui? I mean, Gzula is also excluded from Lachem. Why does he pick that one, not the other? Here he could also include the discussion of Sheula and all these other cases. That's why he mentions it. There is a Shuvah of Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elof Lecha Shlomo. I think we quoted this in a Tu B'Shvat Shir a couple of years ago. Ha'elof Lecha Shlomo says, if you eat matzah without saying the bracha of Hamotzi, you're not Yotze, because it's matzah Gzula. He says, why is that? Because we know, we learned the Masechus Brachos, that really, what are items that food items ours? So he says two psukim. One pasuk says Lashem Arisu Maloa. The other pasuk says Lashem Arisu Talam Neyadam. Kan lefnei bracha, kan leachar bracha. After we make a bracha, so then it is ours. So Birkas Hanenin is a matzir. We say a bracha that it's an acknowledgement that it comes from our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're allowed to eat it. So says Shlomo Kluger and Ha'elof Lecha Shlomo Shin Chaf Aleph Nireh. Shem achal matzah b'li brichas amosi tchila deino yotzi bo. Tkivan da'aso lecho b'li bracha nimsa da'achila b'itzer havi mitzah ba'baveira k'mo b'matzah gzula. Unbelievable. She'ino yotzi ba. V'yap b'isr d'rabanan amri the mitzah ba'baveira. Right, we discussed this a little bit also the first parakin brachos where the Rebbe Kivager there quoted the Marsha who said that the principle of selling brachas lahakel might not apply by brachas hanenin because it's an Isser Gezel we're talking about. So you're not sure whether he made a bracha. He suggested that Berachas Hanenin might not be subject to the general principle of Mitzvah Babaveira, again, because there's a Chash Gezel here. So it relates also to Matzah Gezula. Okay, next. Boy Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Ask Reish Lakish. Mao she yatza adam yidei chavaso b'chala shal maiser sheni b'yushalayim. Let's say you have a dough of maiser sheni. Dough of maiser sheni. You had wheat, you made it into a dough, and you brought it to Yushalayim. Now you take off chala. You never took off challah. You took off challah from that Meiser Sheni. So what's the halacha about that challah? Can you be Yotzei, your chiv of matzah, with that challah? Aliba, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, lo tibay lecha, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who we had a couple of days ago, who said that general Meiser Sheni is excluded, so it's not a kasha, according to him, bechulin lo nafik, in chulin Meiser Sheni. In regular Meiser Sheni, you can't be Yotzei, your mitzvah matzah. Remember, because he said, it's not, nothing that's, so surely the challah Meiser Sheni, you know, you see, that's more colors, that's more not yours. So that's what, for sure, according to him, that's not the Shiloh here. But Kitibai Lachal Chiliba Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who had said that you can be Yotzei with Meiser Sheni, so that's the question. Mechulin hu denafik. Is he, do we say that he allowed you be, to be yotze your mitzvah with chulin? Di'i mitzmu yeshlen hetter b'moshavos. Because as we said, that why does he include Maiser Sheni instead of Bikurim? Because there is theoretically a case where Maiser Sheni can be eaten throughout the land. Based on b'chol, the pasuk of b'chol moshavos seichem. In what case, if the Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim becomes tamei, we paskin, then you're allowed to redeem it and take it out. What do? You redeem it onto money, then this food has no more kedusha, you can eat it anywhere. So you know why it's included? That's because if it becomes tameh, you'd be able to eat it anywhere. Aval chala, but what's our case here we're talking about? We're talking about chala of Maiser Sheni. If chala Maiser Sheni becomes tameh, you have to burn it. Right? It's chala tameya. Chala tameya di imetama lesley heter b'moshavos l'sreifa azla. It has no heter to go elsewhere, lo nafik. So maybe even Rabbi Akiva would agree that only regular Maiser Sheni you could use for matzah. But chala of Maiser Sheni you can't, because you don't have this idea of, you know, theoretically it could be eaten b'moshavos. O Dilma, or do you say no? There is a theoretical possibility. Using the principle of Hoil. O Dilma Amrinan. Hoil. Since you could have done something, though you really didn't do it, but since theoretically something could have happened that could have allowed this to be eaten all over. Hoil, the ilu lo kara l'shem be'itzmi. If it, this chala Maiser Sheni had become tame before you had designated it as chala, then it would just be regular Maiser Sheni and you would be able to redeem it and eat it anywhere. Isla had the moshavo, so it's still considered a heter as if you could eat it everywhere. V'nafik ba hashanami nafik. So if had you not been kori shame on it, you would be able to eat it everywhere because you could redeem it because it's just regular Maiser Sheni. So here too, you would be able to be nafik. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Do you say hoil? Do you say, since I could have not been Kori Shame, and if it would have become Tummy before I was Kori Shame, it would be regular Maiser Sheni, and then I'd be able to redeem it if it became Tummy, and I could eat it outside. So too do you say that? Or do you say, no, you don't say Hoel. Just an interesting Ha'ara by the Ma'arav Chalava. The Gemara here is a suffix whether you say Hoel. A few days ago, by Demai, we said Hoel Bavada. We said, why could it be Yose with Masav Demai? Why? Because you can become an ani. Hoel, you can be mafkah ol yinachasim. So why there is it bavadai and here it's a suffik? There for sure it works. Hoel, since you can be mafkah ol yinachasim, so you say hoel. And here it's a suffik. What's the difference?
Here you can do it yourself.
Exactly. Maror Chalava says past and present. Over there is something that you could do now. You can be mafkah ol yinachasim. So you say hoel, you could do something. It's biyado. There hoel really means biyado lasos. Here is about a past something that didn't happen. So this is magic. Right? Do you say hoel in the past in order to say that this has a certain status now? So that's a suffix, do you say that? There is pasha. There is, you could do something now, so we'd allow you to eat the demai. That's the difference between the hoel then and the hoel now. That's the first version of the Gemara. Yeah, l'chora bet a kohen, because Yisrael can't eat this challah, right? So I'm going to kohen being yotzi is mitzvah masa. Ika za'amre, a second version of the Gemara. Havadi lo tibay l'chadavadi min hoel. No, we for sure say hoel. We for sure say hoel according to Rabbi Akiva. The question is, do we say a double hoel? What's the case of a double hoel? Kiti ba'ilacha, the following case. Chala halakuach b'kesev Maiser Sheni. Chala that was bought with kesev of Maiser Sheni. You have Maiser Sheni money. In, let's say, again, a Kohen comes to town with Maiser Sheni money. And he's going to eat his Maiser Sheni in town. So you have to buy food with your Maiser Sheni money. So he buys challah. So obviously, l'chor, he's not buying challah from Yisrael, because Yisrael is a mitzvah to give challah to a Kohen. So l'chor, maybe another Kohen got challah, and now it's his money, and he can sell it. So one Kohen selling his challah to another Kohen for the Maiser Sheni money of the first Kohen. So challah halakua b'kesev Maiser Sheni. So that's the case. What's the difference here? As we're going to see in two lines, there's a machlokas whether challah of something bought with Maiser Sheni money is redeemable. That's a machlokas. It could be that something bought with Maiser Sheni has such a weakened kedusha that it's not transferable. Like somebody has a, like we've said, like sometimes something's not, even if you're a carrier, you know, you can't transfer it. You're not strong enough to transfer it. Right? Like a tuma ends by Sheni or Shlishi, you can't be a carrier. Somebody, let's say somebody's a carrier of a certain disease, Rachman al-Islam. Sometimes, if he has both, right, if he has both, so then you could push it to the next generation. If he's only a carrier, he can't transfer it by himself. So here too, it could be that if you buy something with Maiser Sheni money, that it's not redeemable, even if it becomes tame. So that's going to be the issue here. The suffix of Reish Lakish was, if you have challah that was bought with Maiser Sheni money. According to the Rabbanon, who say that you're allowed to redeem even something bought with Maaser Sheni money. So then that's not more of a question here than it was in the first version. Because it says you're allowed to redeem items that were bought with Maaser Sheni money, so that's the same thing as the first case, one hoel, so that wouldn't be a suffix. The question is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? The following. Rabbi Yehuda says, if something bought with Maaser Sheni money becomes tamei, you have to bury it. You can't redeem it, like we said earlier. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni, halakuach because of Maaser Sheni shenitma yifteh. Something that is bought with Maaser Sheni money can be redeemed, like that's the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to bury it. And that's look Rashi, straight across from where we're up to. Mishum de Kalisha Kedushasei. Because its Kedusha is weakened below Olam Lemitfas Pidyona. And it's not strong enough to be toe-faced the next step to pass on its Kedusha. So it's very weak. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you have something that's bought with Maaser Sheni money that becomes Tameh, you cannot redeem it. So according to him, the only way that this is going to work, as we'll see, as the Gemara is going to say, is if you say two hoels of the past. Mi amrin and do we say hoel v'ilo lakuach have, if you wouldn't have bought it, the hoel v'ilo karal hashem v'itzmi, and if you wouldn't have been kari shame on it, and it wouldn't have been chal in the first place, and it would be just stam maaser sheni money, yeshlo heter b'moshavos, so then you would be able to redeem it if it was plain regular maaser sheni that wasn't chal and that wasn't bought. You'd be able to redeem it, and eat it everywhere. V'nafik bay, hashtanami nafik. So then you could use it. It's enough lochem for you. It's enough b'chomosh voseichem for you. O dilma chad hoel amrinan, shrei hoel lo amrinan. Or do you say, no, you don't say that. That's a lot of steps. A hoel, a hoel, a hoel. You don't say two hoels. You only say one hoel. So that's a suffix that remains, that the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers, amarava mistavra shei meiser chadu. No, Rava says, it must be Misavir. It's logical to say, no, it's all considered Meiser, and therefore, you'd be able to use it for Meiser Sheni. Again, remember, this is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if it's bought with Meiser Sheni money, you can't redeem it, but still, even though it's weak, it's still called Meiser Sheni, the category, and therefore, Rabbi Akiba would allow you to use it for Matzah. Again, so is this saying you do say two Hoels, or is it just saying fundamentally it's called Meiser Sheni, and therefore it would be Mutter? But either way, it is okay, it works. Okay, second to last line. Chalas told to Rakiki Nazir. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey had mentioned that if you're baking matzahs to use for carbon nazir and carbon toda, if you're baking it for yourself to use for these carbonos, then you cannot use them for the mitzvah matzah. If you're baking them to sell, so then you can. That is what the Mishnah had said. The Mishnah did not explain the reason for it. So now the Mishnah explains it. Also, Rashi over there and Tosas here points out these. You're not allowed to use these matzahs even if you never shech the animal to give these matzahs kedusha. As we mentioned, what gives the matzahs of the carbon toda full kedusha? When you shech the animal of the carbon toda, then automatically these matzahs are sanctified fully. So even if you never shech the animal, you still are not allowed to use these matzahs for the mitzvah of matzah. Why not? Continues the Gemara. You know, immediately. Why not? Amar Rabba to Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Ushemartem es hamatzos." You have to guard the matzahs. Matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. So matzah shmura. Shmura matzah. Matzah not only shmura matzah, guarding from chametz, as we've said, but matzah that's guarded l'shem the mitzvah of matzah. Yatzah zazu she'en mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. Excluding here, where you had in mind to use it for a carbon. If you have in mind to use it for yourself, you have in mind to use it for a carbon. We'll see at the end of the daf that if you have in mind to sell it, so then you have open das, that if it's not going to be sold, then you can use it for anything. So that's why preparing it to sell is going to be different. But that's what the Gemara says. Matzah, that's mishtameres, that's garda l'shem matzah, excluding this, which is mishtameres l'shem zevach. Rav Yosef Amar, a different answer. Amar kra, shivas yamin matzos tochelu. You have to eat matzah for 7 days. Matzah hane'echelos l'shivas hayamim. Only matzah, you have to use matzah that would be able to be eaten for 7 days. Excluding these, which could only be eaten yom v'layla. We mentioned a carbon toda is yom and layla until chatzos. That's the smallest amount of time for any carbon. right? You don't even have the whole night. You only have until Chatzos. We mentioned in the past why that is. You have so many matzahs and so little time to eat it. That's the message of a Karban Todah. You're supposed to share it. You're forced to call everybody and to be mefarsim your what Kadosh Baruch Hu did to you. That's the mussar behind a Karban Todah. But here, so it says that's why you're not allowed to eat matzahs that were made for a Todah or a Nazir, because you're not allowed to eat it for 7 days. So two possibilities why this would be excluded. Either it wasn't mishtamer shel matzah, or it's not good for 7 days. Rashi here says on top, call shemers at the mishamra shelo tachmitz hiskavin l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Any shemer that you guard that it doesn't become chametz, you have to have kavana for matzah's mitzvah. Discussion in the postgame, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? They have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah's matzah. The Mishnah Brura talks about this in Siman Tav Samach. Siman Tav Samach, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, Ein lashin matzahs mitzvah v'lo ofen ayde einu yehudi v'lo ayde chereshot v'katan. So there in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha has a large discussion. Is this a din d'araisa? Is this a din d'rabbanan? How much l'shem mitzvahs matzah nafkaminit could use a katan? Mishnah Berurah is very against using katan to bake your matzahs. He says I don't know why people do this. He says, "V'zochrani b'mei ne'urai." The Chavetz Chaim writes, "When I was younger, I remember." Haya haminag b'Yisrael be'ish ba'afias hamatzes ba'al hamatzes haya omer v'chozer la'oskim kama pa'amim she'izachru shehi matzes mitzvah. You see this sometimes. It's the factories. You see one guy l'shei matzes mitzvah l'shei ma, and every 5 minutes he goes around to remind everybody l'shei matzes mitzvah. It's because the Chavetz Chaim, when he got older, it wasn't done. So he says, "I remember when I was younger, you know, in the shetel." The shetel, he wasn't the shetel. But he said, I remember that this is what happened. This is in the Bir Halacha. People buy shmur matzahs nowadays. They don't really bake them themselves. But because it's not done, many people don't have shmur matzahs. And he says, Yoser sov to do what was always done, bake your matzahs and say it out. He's like, Omid al Gabam, and he'll be Yotzei, Aloshe Mrs. Matzah. But in that discussion, he quotes our Gemara and says, look at the Rashi, He said, it sounds like from Rashi that you need Kavana Aloshe Mrs. Matzah, direct Kavana. He says, by Karbanos, Stamdas is enough. As long as you don't have Kavana of Pigle or Puzzle. Why is it that by Matzah you need positive Das Aloshe Matzah's Mitzvah, while by Kachim, by Karbanos, Stamdas is enough? So he says, the difference is step one. He says, by Kachim, you are Makdashit. Once you are makdashit, it's already in the parsha of karbanos, so it's kind of on neutral. It's kind of on auto drive in terms of its kedusha, and then as long as you don't have any problematic das, it's going to be okay. He says, "Mashenki, by here, it's not makdash. It's not that you achieve a status unless you are infusing it with l'shem mitzvahs matzah." He says that's why stam das by matzah wouldn't work, and stam das by hektish would work. That's his ha'ara. The Sharma Sayyid Balacha doesn't answer this question, but he also points out a difference. He said the difference could be is that by other cases, by karbanos and by other mitzvos, there's a positive lishma that's needed. Here, as the Rashi points out, is different. This is a lishma, so something doesn't happen. That's somewhat different. That it doesn't become chametz. So that's a little kind of different kavana. So maybe there are different rules. It's not to have a lishma positive to do a mitzvah. It's positive so something doesn't happen, so that might have different rules than other types of lishma. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tani Gavasi Rabba, Tani Gavasi Rav Yosef. We have a Braisa which supports each one. This is a few, we appreciate Daf Yomi lines, because it's five lines, which says exactly the same thing. Tani Gavasi Rabba, Yachol Yosef Yodeo Chavaso Bahalo Sodor Kigin Nozir, Tamalomar, Ushmarta Masamatso, Mazam Shemersal Shemazo, Yosuzushim Shemersal Shemazo, Lushim Zevach. Braisa number one. Tani Gavasi Rav Yosef, who proves the other way. Yachol Yosef Yodeo Chavaso Bahalo Sodor Kigin Nozir, Tamalomar, Shivas Yomi Maso Zochelu, Mazan Achel Shivas Shiva, Yosuzushim Achel Shiva El Yomalai. Bryce is supporting each of the shitas. Asks the Gemara, "V'tapekle mi lechem oni? Why don't you exclude the matzahs that were baked for use of a carbon? Exclude from lechem oni. Misha ne'echal ba'aninus. Yatzezeshi ne'echal ba'aninus. Ela besimcha. Carbonos also are not allowed to be eaten ba'oni. So why don't you exclude it based on that pasuk? Savala Rabbi Akiva d'amar oni ksiv. No, maybe he was like this Mishnah was like Rabbi Akiva who says we don't darshan that. We don't darshan that." Oni Mishnechal Baninus. V'tevagli Dabi Mitzvah Matzah Shira. How about this one? Excluded because of Matzah Shira. Every carbon mincha is mixed with oil. Right, so it's kneaded with oil. So isn't it Matzah Shira? So I'm going to show Barav Yitzchak, Revius he, Umischalekas he la Kamachalas. you have a revius of a look, you have a tiny amount of oil. How many challahs? You have 40, 30 matzah loaves when it comes to a carbon todah. 30 matzah loaves, a quarter of a log of oil, is it going to be mixed in 20 of those loaves? And the other quarter in the other 10. Tiny amount, so it's batel. That's not called matzah ashira. That's not, Rashi says, ain kan osher. That's not called osher. Third, v'tevekle din nachalos b'chol moshavos. Why don't you say excluded from here? It's not eden b'chol moshavos, right? You carbon toda and lachman azar k'nol. It's kashe kalim, but it has to be eaten in the walls of Yerushalayim. So amreish lakish zoso meres chalos toda rukiki nazar nechalin b'nov v'givon. This is teaching me that it must be the chalos toda rukiki nazar what eaten by Nov and Givon. What is Nov and Givon? So the Mishnayos at the end of Maseches Zvachim tell us that there were different stages in history for the laws of Karbanos. When we had a Mishkan, you weren't allowed to build any bama outside in your own backyard when there was a Mishkan. And once Bnei Israel came into Yerushalayim and the Aron was not in its spot, okay, you were allowed to build bamos then. But once the Mishkan settled in Shiloh, and it was in Shiloh for 369 years, so once that happened, then there was an Isser bamos again. You weren't allowed to build a Mizbeach anywhere else in the world except for in the Mishkan. And if anything happened, if anybody did, like by Gidon, there was a Mizbeach in the world, all that was Harasha, whatever, for whatever reason. After the Aron was taken from Shiloh by the Plishtim, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, so then the Mishkan Aronless was in Nov and Givon. At that time, the Mishnayos say that there was a Heter Bamos. You're allowed to bring karbanos on other bamos that were in your backyard. There was a bama, there was a mizbeach in Nov and Givon, but at that time there was a Heter Bamos. After that, once the Aron came back, and David HaMelech brought it back to the Beis HaMikdash, so then there's an Isser Bamos La'olam, forever, even if we're not being makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a question, there's a machlokas, what was allowed to be brought on the Bama Gedola in Nov and Givon? So Rashi here points out that this Gemara is not assuming, like the Shita of Reb Shimon, who says that only Karbanos Shekavu Lahem Zman. There is a shita that only karbanos that are kavu lahem zman were brought on Nov and Givon. So Gemara is saying that no, maybe we're talking about, maybe this is according to the opinion that you could bring other karbanos that are not kavu lahem zman on Nov and Givon, and also there's no limit where you could eat it in that time period. Because there's no walls of Yerushalayim around Nov and Givon, those are two other places. So there is, just like, so at that time in history, you were allowed to eat chalos todah, rekikei nazir, anywhere. Anywhere, so that shows that's enough b'chol moshavo seichem to be considered for this halacha. It would be considered b'chol moshavo seichem, and that wouldn't be a psul for matzah. That's why you would have to rely on one of the other psulim. Rabbeinu David says as a suffix, is that so? It's only at that time in history it would be considered b'chol moshavo seichem, or is it because one time in history it was b'chol moshavo seichem, so that's good enough for forevermore? That's a discussion in Rabbeinu David. Yeah. Well, they say the same thing, but not what other karbanos could be brought there. There's a sub. This.
No.
Well, you could bring other. But you could bring other. What kind of other karbanos? No, but shlums, other kashya kalim. So other kashya kalim, maybe in a chinami. Maybe by kashya kashya not, because kashya you have to eat in the climb, in the curtains. But kashya kalim, maybe. But Tosas asks, Nechalim but overgivon, second Tosas, Hikshar Abinu Nisim, Imkain Hechim might be kurim b'chom moshavos. What are you saying? You're saying that Novin Givon did not exclude these karbanos, but a few days ago we excluded Bikurim by saying Bikurim is not b'chom moshavos. But what do you mean? Bikurim is kavu alahem zman. Bikurim you have to bring at a certain time. So l'chor they brought Bikurim in Novin Givon. Right, so Bikurim they brought in Nov and Givon, because that was Kavulim, right, we had yesterday. You have to bring Bikurim from Shavuos till Sukkot, from Sukkot to Chanukah, and then you can't bring Bikurim anymore. So Tosfos, but Bikurim might be Chobah, Kvolem Zman, Bizman Simcha, Shavuos Yisrael V'Adachag, maybe V'Korei. So how can we exclude Bikurim from B'chol Moshe Voseichem? If we're including these Karbanos, we should include Bikurim. Tosfos answers, V'yesh Lomar, De Bikurim, Ho'ov, V'yesh Lem Zman, Godol Kol Kach, Lochash Zman Kavua. Amazing. How do you define Zman Kavua? It says Tosfos, if you have 5 months to bring it, that's not a Zman Kavua. Zman Kavua means the carbon Tamid. Zman Kavua means Pesach. If you have a whole 3 months, 4 months to bring it, that's not called Kavua Lehem Zman. The Ramban Al HaTorah has a different approach. The Ramban Al HaTorah says, no, maybe because the Pasuk says, this is a Parshat Ki Savo, because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikurei Amascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, so that's only Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hashem Elokecha is not, that's a special din of Bikurim. You have to bring it to Beis Hashem. So why is only Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash Beis Hashem? What's the reason for the Ramban? Or furthermore, why is there a Hefter Bamos when the Mishkan is in Novan Givon? What's the big deal? There's a Mishkan in Novan Givon. What's the difference between the Mishkan in Novan Givon and the Mishkan in Shiloh? And the Beis HaMikdash for that matter. What's the link between Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the idea, this is Rav Shechter quotes as an Eretz HaTzvi, but it's based on the Rav Soloveitchik, that the Iker Kedusha, as we know, the Ramban says in next week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, the Mishkan was supposed to be a Hemshech, a continuation of Har Sinai, of Kabbalah Satorah. That was the Mishkan, that was the what the Mishkan was supposed to be. What was the secret, the whole point of Har Sinai is giving the Torah. That's what gave the event its Kedusha. So too, the Rav suggested, what gives the Mishkan its Kedusha? The Aron. Without an Aron, it's not really a Mishkan. That's what gives it its Kedusha. The Taklas Asiyas Mishkan Ha'ilah Hamshechini Asheras Ashchina, Veikar Ma'an Torah, Ma'an Har Sinai Ha'ilah Torah, Veikar Shal Beis HaMikdash Sorchi Aron Imaluchos. And without it, it doesn't have the Shein Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Gemara says in Yuma, said the Rav, why Shlomo HaMelech had to be, and Chizkiyo and the kings had to be gonies the Aron underneath the Beis HaMikdash before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The second Beis HaMikdash didn't have an Aron. So you might say it wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. But the answer is no, it did have the Aron. It just was underneath. But it was there, it was in the Makam HaMikdash. So in Shiloh there was an Aron. So that was like the Beis HaMikdash. That had the Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Mishkan. Novan Gidon didn't have an Aron. That's why it didn't have the full Kedusha. That's why there's a Hetzer Bamos outside of it. Because there's no full Kedusha. And he relates this even, he relates to a shul, that a shul only has the Kedusha as Beis HaKnesses, if it has a Torah there. If it doesn't have a Torah there, then it's not Kedusha as Beis HaKnesses. So he says because Mikdash Mad is patterned after that. So that might be the pshat of this Ramban. Bikurim have to go to Beis HaShem. Beis HaShem is specifically something that has this full Kedushas Mikdash with the Aron Bimkomo. By Novan Givon, the Aron wasn't there, and that's why it didn't have full Kedusha. Tanya finishes the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Loish, Altheish Rabbi Lazar. Moshe Yatsa Adam Chalas Soder B'Kikin Azir. I asked Rabbi Lazar, could it be Yotze your mitzvah with Chalas Soder B'Kikin Azir? I'm Rabbi Loshamati. I didn't hear, because he didn't know the Mishnah. Basi V'Shalti Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Hari Amru Chalas Soder B'Kikin Azir. Shasan La'atzma Yeran Yudicha Vasolim Kar Bashuk Yotze Behen. Right? If you make it for yourself, no good. You make it to sell, it is good. So what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Ukshabati When I went back to tell Rabbi Eliezer, you know, what this other man had said, he had told me he didn't know. So Amarli, he said to me, two reactions, either a statement or a question. Bris, Bris is like a shvua. Wow, that must be from Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow, that's amazing. Or Igad Amre, Bris, This, he didn't give a reason. What is it, like Halacha Moshe Misinai? You don't have to give a reason? What's going on here? What's the reason? So, but time am I? What is the reason? Asked the Gemara. Amaraba, kol l'shukim luche mimlech. If you ever prepare something to sell, so you might change your mind. Amar, imizdavin. If I sell it, great. Yilom mizdavin, eifuk bahu, ana. And if I don't sell it, then I'm going to use it for my mitzvah matzah. So you have open das, and therefore you'll be able to use it for your mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, Menachem starts tomorrow on the mitzvah of maror. What you can use for maror is tomorrow. Today's shiur was a zecher nishmas Rachel Bas Shlomo Zalman Halevi. David?